plus.
Welcome to Pop Culture Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast. All right, welcome everybody. Sorry about last week. We recorded an episode, but you'll never hear it because, well, somehow I forgot to record the audio. I only recorded video. So
We done gone messed up.
this is what happens when you let the idiots in charge instead of the guy who should be in charge. But he was off last week, and well, he's off again this week. So let's make fun of him some more.
Yeah, this time with audio.
So let's see. Last week we said EA kidnapped him. This week I'm gonna say that well, Tom Brady kidnapped him and he's mad.
I don't think that'd be kidnapping.
Oh, that
That'd be
is
a
true.
welcome abduction.
That's a welcome abduction. Yeah, that's a good went willingly with Tom Brady.
Yeah. Get in the car. All right.
Or he either willingly went with Tom Brady, or he had to go to a darkness retreat because Aaron Rodgers is, by all accounts, leaving the Packers and heading to the Jets.
Yeah, from
And
what we've been hearing, nothing's finalized as of this recording on the 19th of March.
well, Jeremy just can't handle it, so he as well had to head into a darkness retreat.
Yeah.
So, but as you can tell, at least Justin is here. How's it going, Justin?
I got nowhere else to be.
All
It's
right.
going good. Long week, but good week.
All right. So, well, we're towards the end of the second round of the March Madness tournament. Both you and I's bracket is, well, pretty
Mostly
much
busted.
busted. Pretty busted. It's going to take a right miracle for either one of us to win the bracket, but
We got one region that still looks pretty good.
yeah, but it's those other three that are really hurting. So looks like our British friend is doing pretty well, which is interesting because he barely knows that college basketball
Oh,
exists.
allegedly.
Well, I know he's a baseball fan, so at least he is aware of American athletics, but I don't know if that helps him in
What
college
about
basketball.
American football?
He is aware that it exists. I don't know if they watch it. He did tell me, however, because I have gotten him hooked on March Madness, that I now have to join him in what he called fantasy football. So I assume he was talking about soccer. So
What fantasy soccer?
I said, well, it's fair is fair, and turnabout is fair play, I guess. So stay tuned for upcoming adventures of Nicholas learning European soccer, fantasy soccer. I can only imagine that I will do significantly worse at that than he is doing at March Madness. Mainly because, honestly, do you remember, I don't know, it was probably 10 years ago at this point when Peyton Manning was on Saturday Night Live?
No.
Okay. Peyton Manning did Saturday Night Live, and I could be wrong because I was looking for the sketch and I couldn't find it, so maybe it was somebody else. I swore it was Peyton Manning. Oh, but it was one of the like the weekend update sketch, and they're like, "Oh no, it was an ESPN thing," and they were like, "Oh, we here at ESPN, we've got we're towards the end of the bracket, and we've got our sports analyst so and so who's like number one in the poll or number one in the bracket pool and number two," and it was some girl, and I was like, Kristen Wiig or somebody like that, is number two with like 1 point behind. And we're going to talk about how they've got some of these upsets right. And Like he would go through. Well, I knew Duke was going to lose to, and it was a year that Duke lost to a team they shouldn't have lost to, kind of like this year. But it's like I knew Duke would lose to them because I watched all the game tape and I saw that this team really does real good with press and just breaking down like exactly why he thought Duke would lose. And then they were like, "Why did you pick Duke to lose?" And she was like, "I had a roommate in college named Catherine Duke, and she was a whore. So I hate Duke."
That sounds vaguely familiar. Like, is
Right,
that like the devil and the devil's bad or something?
and she was like, she had picked one team over the Maryland Terrapins because she thought the mascot was cuter. Because the only thing cuter than whatever that mascot was a turtle, and they're like, a terrapin is a turtle. And she's like, well, guess it's a good thing I didn't know that.
That does sound oddly familiar when you bring it up.
But it and like it was just making like it was making the I want to say it was Peyton Manning, but I could be wrong. So if I'm wrong out there in the listening world, correct me. Tell me what this skit was. But like he was just getting mad because like he had all these like hardcore like facts and analysts and point spreads and you know this and that and the coat and she was just like, this mascot is cuter. I like you know my head are you know just like and I was like, yeah, that's about right. Like March Madness is literally coming up with like. You know, who has the cooler mascot, or you know, what city you've been to?
Right. I know in like other pick'ems, people base it off of the color schemes too. So that's another way they could do it.
Yeah,
Which mascot can beat up which mascot?
So the prize is still out there. Let's see, currently based on picks, we have Brad. With 41 over everybody else, with a pretty high potential score. But it looks like we've got Steve and your friend Greg with higher potential scores. So it does look like, once again, the three of us will not be winning the bracket. So we will be seeding an episode to somebody not named the three of us for potentially very interesting topics.
For the every year in a row, we are not doing so well.
All right. Well, speaking of sports, and we talked about two of them already, let's talk about the third one. Have you been paying attention to the World Baseball Classic at all?
I thought we were talking about curling, but no, I have not been paying attention to the world.
It is I haven't really watched it. I've been keeping up with the highlights and you know, keeping track of the scores. This I think might be the best World Baseball Classic we've ever had. It's been more entertaining. But USA is currently in the semifinals. They're up in the fourth inning, 5-1 over Cuba right now. So it's still early, but you know they got a sizable lead. If they win this, they'll be playing Japan or Mexico, I think, for the final.
All
But
right.
it is the worldwide, you know, audience for the World Baseball Classic this time around has been way more than it has been in the past. Because basically it's like the Olympics now. It's an every 4 year event. And you've had a they've been interviewing a lot of players. And a lot of players are saying that to them, this is bigger than winning the World Series because you're playing for your country.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, you've got your country, you don't have a team name on your jersey. You have your country's name on your jersey. And you know, like Trea Turner hit a grand slam to win a game or to go ahead in a game last night. And he said, now this is a man who plays for multiple, has played for multiple teams and has won at least one World Series in his career. And he said that that grand slam meant more to him than it did in any of the home runs he's hit in the playoffs. Because he's wearing his USA jersey and it's for his country. That and I mean honestly like I mean if the US doesn't win it's kind of you have a team that has Mike Trout, Mookie Betts, Trea Turner, Adam Wainwright like it's just a stacked roster.
Yeah.
Granted, I mean, you know,
Some of
granted
the other countries probably are too.
yeah, I mean, you know, the Dominican, Mexico, Venezuela, some of those teams are looking pretty solid too, but Japan is, there's a couple of really big names on Japan, like Shohei, but most of those guys are Japanese professional league, so we don't,
So
because
they're
of our,
probably big names over there, but because
right.
we're
Yeah.
so self-centered, we don't know who they are.
Right. Yeah. We've been like, I don't even, like, I can't call it fantasy football like David has been calling it, because we changed the name of the sport. We're like, no. It's soccer.
Yeah. Yes. Kickball.
All right. Well, let's see.
Flop fest.
Well, let's not, let's, we try to keep our British friends happy. Let's not make,
I'm
let's not.
sorry. I don't like soccer.
It'll be interesting to learn it. And I'll have to pick based solely off of.
Is it going to be players, or are you picking teams to win things?
I think I have to pick players.
All right, give me three. That silence is not your disconnecting headphones. That's Nicholas pondering the names of three soccer players.
I don't know what league I'm going to be joining. I can name like Lionel Messi, Ronaldo, and like David Beckham, but I'm pretty sure Beckham retired.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the two.
And I don't know if Messi and Ronaldo play in the European, in the Premier League.
I have no idea. I'd be struggling just as much as you.
Like,
Pele?
I think he just died, didn't he?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm not, it's gonna be, ooh, it's gonna be interesting. It'll be fun. That might provide some interesting episodes later on. Speaking of interesting episodes, I know I teased it a little bit last week, but since nobody got to hear that episode, I'm gonna have to tease it again and be a little bit more explicit. I've been doing research for a few months now. I haven't done it in a little while, but I've put together a list for Marvel, DC, and all comics of not those two.
And other.
And other, well, because I don't like Image doesn't have enough to do just Image. So I had to ensue like Image and Wildstorm and Dark Horse,
Dark Horse.
Valiant. Like I had to put a lot of those in there, in the same. So I have taken what I think to be every comic book movie that has been made multiple times. So Spider-Man. We have Tobey Maguire, Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, but we also have the kid from the TV show, the Nicholas something or other.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I want to do is we'll do three episodes where we're going to debate not the movie or the comic book character, but who we think played each of them best.
Okay, the better actor.
Better
The
actor.
better port I well, not even actor, but let's say
Right.
portrayal.
Right. Because, like they're definitely, bet people who have played Batman. Like, well, I can't say the people who played Batman aren't better actors, because Michael Keaton is a better actor than pretty much anybody who's played Batman other than Michael Keaton. I mean, well, Christian Bale, you could maybe make the argument that Christian Bale is a better actor. I don't know. See, that's the talk. That's the kind of thing that we're going to have to debate.
Like George Clooney is probably a better actor than Val Kilmer, but is he a better Batman?
True. See, and that's where we're going to have, so the Marvel and DC ones might be an episode, it might be two episodes, because that's some pretty deep rosters. So I went off of characters. So like I found every live action version of Batman, and there's like nine. So there's some that, will may be immediately discounted because we've never seen them. Like the two black and white versions of Batman before Adam West.
Okay.
I left animated off, because
Okay.
then it just gets too complicated, especially
Yeah.
with Bat,
Well,
especially with Bat.
then it's Kevin Conroy.
Right, because then, not only is there's like Kevin Conroy, there's Will Arnett, there's,
Just stop at Kevin Conroy.
right, but there's so many guys that have done the voice of Batman. So it just, I had to leave animated off, and I left off, if it was the same movie, where you had a kid version and then the adult version.
Okay.
So like in like the Bat in Batman Begins, where you had a young version of Bruce Wayne immediately replaced by Christian Bale, I left the kid off. So like I think I might have included the kid from Gotham because he was the same one the whole time. And like
Which is fair.
I think he actually got to put the suit on by the end of the show. But I don't know. There's a method behind the madness, and we'll explain more when we get to that. But that is, I think we'll be doing that here pretty shortly.
All right.
So that might be some fun. Once we actually get Jeremy back and we can have a good round table discussion on
Yeah, but you need three for those kind of
it.
situations.
Yeah. Tiebreaker scenarios and whatnot.
Yeah.
Although some of them in regards when, we're gonna have like for like well, some of them will be easy. It's one of two. And then other ones like Batman, it's going to be like one of nine. Like, so we could each have our own individual pick there, Like, I could be like, well, it's Michael Keaton. And you could be like, no, it's Adam West. And Jeremy could be like, no, it's Christian Bale.
Yeah, it's bad flack.
then, so, I mean, some of them are going to be real easy to discuss and move on. And other ones are going to provide really interesting conversation. And
Yeah.
I can't honestly.
Are we going to do the version of Bruce Wayne too?
I think I included that in there.
Because there's definitely some that did a better Bruce Wayne than they were Batman.
Well, I think for Bruce Wayne, I might have left the actors like on the same list. Like, I don't think I separated out the ones who just played Bruce Wayne over the ones who played Batman because most of them did both.
Right.
So yeah, we'll get there. I don't want to give it all away now. I mean, I think Batman's the easiest because we've had that conversation before.
Yes.
But no, I mean, some of them will be really interesting because some of them, like, I didn't even know had multiple p actors playing it. So it could be entertaining to say nonetheless.
Okay.
So we will be doing that. And then I did think I did talk I just somebody was I was rewatching one of the horror through the decades that I did, where I was doing Tourist Trap, where I talked about the lead in that movie was one of like 13 men who was both in the NBA and Major League Baseball, or NFL and baseball. I don't know. It was a very short list, and I talked about maybe doing an episode where we debate like what sport they were better at, or if they should have even bothered to try, Because it's a
Okay,
very,
like
I fe
Tebow in football and baseball.
right, but I don't know if like I don't know if I would put Tebow because he never made it to the M major leagues. He only, he tried in the minors, but like
Yeah.
Deion Sanders, I what was his name? Brian Jordan played for the. There was a guy around the time of Deion Sanders who did both for a very
Bo
very brief
Bo
period of time.
Jackson.
There was Bo Jackson. But there's Danny Ainge who actually made it to a couple of games with the Blue Jays, but obviously had a much bigger career as the Boston Celtics, Phoenix Sun,
Yeah.
player. I think there was one guy who did hockey and baseball. There's been a few that have done baseball and football and baseball and basketball. I don't think there was any basketball football crossover,
Couple
but
that
I.
have went into the WWE.
Well, yeah, and I don't necessarily know if I included the WWE in any of that, but.
I mean, that would give you some interesting. Well, they didn't really do much in football. They were more college players, a couple NFL wrestlers.
Yeah. So, because you've got The Rock who never made it to the NFL,
Right.
or Bill Goldberg who got injured, and that's why he never made it to the NFL.
Brock Lesnar.
Did he get injured or he just give
He
up?
just never made it through. He was with
Oh, okay.
the Vikings. Terry Crews couldn't make it.
Terry Crews played it for a couple seasons for the
Everybody. He was
Chargers.
on the Packers at one point.
Okay, I know he actually made it to the field with the Chargers.
Yeah, I
And then
think
he
he
spent
got knocked out.
a lot of time on the practice squad with a bunch of other people, but
Yeah.
no.
I think
All
he's
right.
doing pretty well for himself.
I think he's probably a better actor than he was a football player. 'Cause I mean he is really funny. He is.
Yeah. Go from athlete to actor would be another one.
That might be a little bit harder because then we have to really debate as to what it means to have been an athlete. I mean,
That's true.
because then you get the people who try to be like, well, there was Burt Reynolds. Well, Burt Reynolds played in college. Like, so do we leave it to just guys who were professional?
Because, yeah, then you say The Rock only played in college.
Right. I don't know. It's that might be a little harder to do just because, and then you also have to debate like just because he was like just because Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did like Airplane and a couple other movies, does it make him an actor? Like,
O.J. Simpson and Naked Gun.
OJ is maybe an actual, I mean, because he did more than just Naked Gun. He did a bunch of movies and TV. But he might be somebody that we don't talk about because that's a minefield.
Yeah,
That's
there's worse
a
minefields.
yeah, that is true. That's one I think we can toe the line in and not be too controversial with that one. There are some other ones there that we might want
Yes.
to avoid. All right, well, let's instead of just talking about making this, it is interesting when Jeremy's not here that we do a lot of sports. But let's talk about something that I think you're going to be a little more interested in. That Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles trailer.
Oh, I'm definitely more interested in just talking about sports
Oh.
than that Turtles trailer.
Yeah, that is
I've watched it again. I think I watched it twice since the non-episode episode.
right.
And still, it's just not doing it for me.
Yeah, it is. I watched the trailer and it just, I wrote down on my notes, I just wrote hot garbage. Like the voices don't sound right. The animation doesn't look good. The less we say about April O'Neil, the better.
Yeah, that there's nothing on that looks right.
I mean, I get the idea of actually hiring teenagers to do the voice of the turtles, but one, at least Donatello, if not Donatello and Michelangelo, I
Mike,
think.
yeah, Mikey, the one holding the watermelon.
Or Raphael, I don't remember which one. One of those two don't sound like teenagers. They sound like 8-year-olds.
Yeah, pre-teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And that could be because I don't spend a lot of time with kids. And it's been so long that since I've been a teenager. Let's see, if I'm 44, that would mean we're talking 30 years roundabouts since I've been a teenager. Let's see, 20,
Jesus.
I graduated in 96. This is 2023. So I've been out of high school for 27 years now.
I've been out for 18.
Yeah. So it's been a while since I've been a kid. And since I work in the construction industry, I don't really work with, like, I mean,
Children.
yeah, I don't work with children. I might work with some older teens, early 20s, so some kids that basically, I've noticed I've started calling people kids a lot more than I used to. Oh man, these kids and the people I'm referring to are like 25. Like,
That's fair.
when did I become this old? But anyway, back to the trailer. Yeah, I know a lot of people online are digging it and they think that they're talking about how awesome it is and more power to them. If they want to like it, then I mean, I guess every generation gets their version of the turtles, but I mean, my version is the animated one. I mean, that the very first animated version.
Oh, the cartoon.
Yeah, the cartoon, the 80
When
set 86.
when you used to be able to get VHSs of them from Burger King?
Yeah, the 87, 88, whenever it was that premiered.
Yeah, 87, I
Yeah.
believe.
That to me is my Turtles. I know it doesn't match the original comic book because the original comic book is way darker and more disturbing, but I didn't know that when I was a kid. I just knew this cartoon was freaking awesome. I
Yeah.
mean, talking turtles and ninjas and pizza, and they're fighting, robots and,
The Mousers,
yeah, they're,
Foot Clan, and
giant rhinoceroses and pigs and
bats.
brains from outer space. And
Yeah,
I
bats
mean,
and alligators.
oh, that, you had a guy with a hockey mask,
Is he going to be in the movie?
I have not seen his involvement at all, so I feel like they're definitely trying to do an origin story with this one and take it back to like the very first time they kind of make their public appearance, kind of like, the first cartoon or
Yeah.
even the first live action movie. Splinter is still going to be very much actively training them.
Because
So
Casey Jones was one of my favorite characters.
I feel like if he shows up, it might be later, like at the end of the movie or like a post-credit scene where like they're going to tease out, a sequel or tease out a series.
All right.
But I don't know. I will watch it when it gets to HBO Max.
Same. Not something I'll see in theaters, but if
I'm
it's
not,
streaming, I'll check it out.
yeah, I'm not paying to go see that in theaters. We did talk about it in the episode that didn't happen. But this time I've actually completed it. History of the World Part Two, something that I know you're way more interested in because
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
you love yourself some Mel Brooks.
Indeed, I do. That explains my sense of humor.
It does. It explains mine too. I enjoyed it. Maybe not as much as I enjoyed the movie, but I still really enjoyed the, I thought, the Jesus and the disciples as the Beatles one kind of dragged a little bit.
I'd be interested to watch that in its entirety. Like if you could find it, but you'd probably find it on online where it's every episode instead of being broken up into segments.
I wonder if they'll do that. Did you ever watch Arrested Development?
Yes, I
Okay,
have.
did you watch season four when it went to Netflix?
I don't think so.
Okay. Originally, when Netflix did it, they aired the episodes as like kind of self-contained, like each episode was like about like George Michael or about Michael or about the sister or the and they so they didn't tell the story in a linear matter. Like you kind of had to like figure out where each episode fit with the other episode. They've since gone back and re-edited, added some, cut footage. So it went from like 15 episodes to like 20 something episodes. I vaguely remember it watching it on Netflix. I rewatched the first three seasons of Arrested Development at work on lunch. So and now that I'm caught up, I'm like, oh, I might as well watch it. And now I'm watching season four again, and I'm like, man, I don't remember any of this. But I went back and I watched, and I was reading, and I was like, oh, because the version of season four I'm watching, I never watched. Like they edited
Okay.
it and moved everything back around to make it more like a linear like storytelling, more like the actual sitcom would have been. So I kind of would like to see them do a reverse of that with History of the World Part One, where they took all of the sketches and just ran them next to each other and ran it like a
Right.
two-hour
Yeah.
thing,
So it's
two
like
or
this is Jesus and the disciples, and this is,
yeah.
and then the
Ran it.
little skit with like Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad.
Yeah.
Well, that ties into
Well, that tied into the Abraham Lincoln one.
that tied into the Civil War.
Yeah. So, I mean, just kind of run all of that stuff together rather than just keep like separate them, out for a couple minutes for each episode. That could be interesting. I would say I recommend it though, if you're a Mel Brooks fan, even though he didn't write it, like he clearly had something, to do, with it. I think he probably read it all and okayed it.
Yeah. I added a couple things here and there.
And it was nice just to hear his voice doing, taking the,
The
what was,
titles.
well, he did the voiceover, the announcer role that, oh, what's that guy's name? The guy who directed, oh, geez, I'm blanking totally on his name. He was one of those old school, The guy they based Pinky and the Brain off of, the Brain's voice, he did the radio show for War of the Worlds that supposedly freaked everybody out, for everybody out. Sid,
Was that Orson Welles?
Orson Welles, there you go. Yeah, because Orson Welles did the voiceover for the original History of the World Part One. So Mel Brooks took over, because obviously Orson Welles died sometime back in the 80s. So yeah, I think he died shortly after he finished doing the voiceover work for History of the World Part One. So
I have to go back and rewatch that movie.
it's good. I mean, it has, it'd probably be canceled in today's world, but
I think most of the Mel Brooks stuff would be canceled in today's world.
probably,
His
yeah.
original stuff, some of his older stuff. I don't think all of it. Maybe
History of the
I'll have to build us a Mel Brooks bracket one of these days.
Yeah. History of the World Part One and Blazing Saddles would definitely be canceled.
Oh yeah.
I'm thinking, if for nothing else, the end of history of Blazing Saddles, when the movie goes from being a Western to like chasing the people around Hollywood,
Yeah.
and
Goes from being a movie to in a movie.
there's a couple words that are said that you can't say anymore.
There's a couple words in the beginning of that that you can't say anymore.
That is true. Yeah, no, History of the World Part Two was good. And I was glad, because you had told me that the Jews in space thing would be there, and then I kept waiting for it, and then like the show got to the end of it, got to the credits, and I'm like, he lied to me. It's not here. Oh, okay. So the last episode, there's a post credit. But I
It
did.
makes an appearance.
Yeah, I did appreciate that. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it.
We did talk about Ben Savage running for Congress, the kid from Boy Meets World, but that.
Yeah, I still don't have an update on that. Still up meh feelings, whatever.
Right. Okay. The Daredevil Born Again series for Disney Plus,
Heard
where
of it, haven't seen much on it or read anything on
Charlie Cox, obviously having done She-Hulk, is back as Daredevil. But it has been officially confirmed that we are, and obviously Vincent D'Onofrio is back as Kingpin because of what he did with Hawkeye.
glad we remembered his name right away this time.
This time we did, yes. But it has been confirmed that Krysten Ritter is returning as Jessica Jones, and Jon Bernthal is returning as the Punisher.
Good.
They have not said if Luke Cage, Mike Coulter is coming back, or Finn Jones is coming back as Iron Fist. So, who knows? I do kind of hope that, we maybe get a Heroes for Hire series where we get Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Misty Knight, kind of do like a superhero procedural.
They could probably do that the same style they did Werewolf by Night. Like you could just make it into like a short.
Just as a way to introduce the characters so you can use some of those characters later on and other stuff.
Yeah.
Do we already done sports, so we'll skip that. Okay.
I dare you skip sports.
Ryan Reynolds makes all men everywhere look bad, just in general.
What about Hugh Jackman?
That's, there's a huge fight between those two. So, but I
Yeah.
would say, just in general, Ryan Reynolds makes us look bad. Physically, he's funny, but he also is part owner of Mint Mobile.
I've seen the commercials.
Yeah, so have I. So he owns part of a cell phone company that is being sold for $1.3 billion.
Ooh.
He doesn't own Mint Mobile outright. He is part owner of it. So they figure his payout will be, in their words, low nine figures.
Oh, low nine figures.
Yeah. So it's still, you're still looking at least $100 million if that's the lowest of nine figures.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I mean, it could be 500 million, like it just,
299 million.
Yeah. So basically, like he made a bunch of money off of selling or buying into the aviation gin. Now he is making a bunch of money off of buying into the cell phone company.
The rich get richer, I tell you.
Yeah, jeez. I mean, it's not like I kind of want to find out something bad about him because, like, otherwise he's just too perfect, right?
Now, why can't we fall into this dumb luck of getting into something early?
No. He just has it too good. Like he's got the looks. He's got the comic chops. He's got Deadpool. Now he has all of the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's not, that is, I was
That
like, oh, okay.
not fair.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like when George Clooney sold his tequila company for like, but he owned most of it himself. So when
Yeah.
he sold it like for a billion or whatever, like that was all him.
Yeah,
You
most of
know?
that went right into his pocket.
Yeah. So I mean, at that point, you could just be like, I'm not doing anything. I'm just moving to my island here in Italy. You're never going to see or hear from me again.
Yeah, basically.
All right.
Did you get a chance to check out the trailer for Renfield?
Yes.
Thoughts?
I am super into it.
Same.
I mean, I thought we talked about it on one of the episodes, but I know for a fact that this is how I know you don't follow our Instagram or Facebook page, because I know that I put when the trailer came out, I put something up about that.
Now, if you don't send it to me, I don't generally watch it.
Right,
I
but
don't have Instagram and I barely use Facebook.
yeah, well, okay. I mean, it's not like you're trying to promote a podcast or anything.
I mean, I don't think I've changed my profile picture in like 7 years.
Oh, I haven't either, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, yeah, Renfield. I'm totally into it. I think I said that it was going to be another PCR field trip. In fact, PCR has kind of gotten a little bit of a reputation because some of the podcasts that I partner with, whenever Nicolas Cage gets brought up, they bring us up.
Nice.
So
We're a bunch of Nicolas Cage loving guys.
we are, and they, we that's how I got involved with the, and well, that's why I was asked to be part of the Ghostwriter thing, but I didn't get to do the Nicolas Cage Ghostwriter movie. I did an episode a couple weeks ago, long ago. He held on to the episode for a couple weeks and just released it, where we talked about all of Ghostwriter and animation with over on Moving Panels. So
Right.
like when Ghostwriter showed up on that Hulk cartoon or the Fantastic Four cartoon. Oddly odd because, knowing that I'm the Nicolas Cage fan and that our podcast has a strong following of his work, didn't get invited to do the Nicolas Cage movies, either of them.
No, interesting.
Anyway, yeah, so we will definitely be doing a field trip to see Renfield just like we did for
Yeah,
the
unbearable weight of massive talent.
Yes. Which I did. I put on I just canceled Stars. So like one of the last things I did when I before I canceled Stars was fall asleep to that movie a couple nights ago. So, I watched about half of it before I went to sleep.
Right.
Should have rewatched it all. I'll probably just buy it. But I'm sure now that it's off Stars, it'll show up somewhere else. Or no, I
Oh.
don't have Stars anymore. I'm sure it'll show up somewhere else eventually.
You would assume so. Was that the only place it was on when you looked?
The last time place I looked, yeah.
Yeah. It says it's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
Don't know if you have to pay for it, but it says it's on there.
I can look later,
Yeah.
but speaking about movies, I am not necessarily nostalgic for this one. I was bringing it up. I was going to bring it up more for the other guy, but he's not here today. Good Burger.
Good movie.
Okay, I was hoping that you liked it. I know he does because it's a Nickelodeon thing.
Yeah.
Are you at all interested in a sequel?
Not really.
Well, too bad you're getting one.
I know we're getting one. I think Kenan and Kel both confirmed it.
Yes, they are both going to be. I don't think you could do a Good Burger sequel with just one of them. I think you have to have both of them.
I wonder how many people they're bringing back.
I would hope for at least cameos, like most everybody who was in the first movie.
Sinbad?
Well, he might not be available
Trying to think
because
who else was in the first one.
I'm gonna make a confession here that will probably make you mad, and I'm guessing if Jeremy actually listens back to this episode, might get a response out of him as well. I don't know if I've seen all of Good Burger.
I've seen it. It's been a long, long time.
I know I've seen parts of it here and there, because Jess likes it, so she'll watch it occasionally. So I know I've seen the beginning of it, but I don't. I'm sure at some point she's made me watch the whole thing, but I honestly couldn't tell you the whole like the.
The whole plot.
I know the basic plot is like there's a evil burger company moving in across the street from
Which
the
is
mom,
called?
the Good Burger,
What's the evil company called?
McDonald's. I'm
No.
oh wait, McDowell's,
That's Mondo Burger.
Mondo Burger. Oh yeah, McDowell's is coming to America.
Anyways, and then
But yeah, so
Nicholas recaps Good Burger. Here we go.
they have to fight them because Mondo Burger is putting drugs in the Mondo Burger.
Basically, to make them supersized.
Yeah. That's all I remember.
I know, well, but you have Kenan and Kel and Sinbad. I want to say, is it George Clinton? Is that right?
George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars?
I think it's George Clinton's in it. Laurie Beth Ginsburg is in it.
She's still around. I think she does a lot of cartoon voiceover stuff now.
I can't remember the guy. He used to appear on, I think it was Conan. They would light him like a Christmas tree. He's an old guy.
Oh, that guy? Yeah.
I think he was in
Yes.
it, but I don't think he's with us no more.
I know Sinbad is still technically with us, but I know he had a stroke, so I don't know physically if he would be capable of being in the movie.
Try to see if I can.
But so is
Abe Vigoda.
Oh, Abe Vigoda. Yeah, he, despite the many amounts of death hoax that have happened over Abe Vigoda over his life, finally passed away in the last 5 to 10 years.
Carmen Electra, Shaq. All right.
So
Sounds.
other than Abe Vigoda and Sinbad, you could get a lot of these people back for cameos.
Yeah, why
So
not?
are you
George Clinton. Yeah.
are you excited about this at all? Or?
I'll wait till I see the trailer to hold reservations here. It originally when I heard about it, I thought, why? But we'll see what if the trailer sways me one way or another.
All right. What about another uncalled for, way too long in the making sequel? In fact, it's about a 30-year-old movie at this point, Twister.
Don't know why that needs a sequel either.
Well, and they're going to call it Twisters.
Ooh, plural. There's two of them.
And so far, it doesn't look like any of the original actors are going to be in the sequel. So I don't even know. I mean, they definitely said it was a sequel. And they're calling it Twister, so I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they're like their children and they'll just make name drops of them.
I don't know. I saw that and I was like, really? Like, the movie is literally almost exactly, I think by the time the movie comes out, it'll be like the 30th anniversary of Twister. And it's like, man, don't you think maybe you should have made a sequel for that like 25 years ago?
Yeah. And why do you need a sequel?
I don't. I mean, maybe that's an episode that we should do. Movies that had sequels like more than 20 years after the original came out, and talk about how many of them have actually worked.
Right.
Because like Anchorman 2 was okay, but it wasn't near as good as the first one. Dumb and Dumber 2 was okay, but again, not as good as the first one. Zoolander 2 was awful.
I don't think I've ever seen Dumb and Dumber 2.
It's funny. It's just it's not as good as the original. In fact, I can't think of any sequel where like, especially comedy sequels where they took like 20 to 30 years to make it, where you're like, yeah, that was worth it.
Yeah.
But that might require some research to do an episode on.
Oh, lots of research required on that one.
Yeah, so all right, let's see here. Oh, I guess for the last bit of news then, James Gunn. We're a fan of his work, right?
Yeah,
Slither.
we have no issues.
Slither, Guardians of the Galaxy, Peacemaker.
Much. I can never keep Slither and Sinister apart.
They're two very different movies.
I don't know why. I can never remember which is which.
Well, Slither is the one with slugs, the space slugs, and Michael Rooker.
Maybe Sinister and something else. I was confused.
Sinister and, oh, I know which one you're talking about because we talked about it on the Halloween episodes.
Yeah.
Because there's the, yeah, I know, I remember. That's a, we've had this debate. Well, this conversation, not debate,
Yeah.
but anyway. So we know that James Gunn is now co-head of DC Films.
Is he turning the ship around?
Well, so far in the couple movies that have come out since he's been given over the reins, haven't been very good. But he's not the one responsible for them being made. Like that's still the old regime. And so far, really, all James Gunn has done is cancel a lot of stuff that was going to be made, saving us some really bad movies. Black Adam, I don't know if that came out after James Gunn. It got put out right around the time that James Gunn was taking over, because I know there was some fight about it. Black Adam was not good. It was just not.
I still haven't watched that. I'm still
It's.
on my little superhero hiatus.
And then I have, obviously, I haven't watched it yet because it just started this weekend. But Shazam 2 is not getting great reviews, and it only made 30 mil at the box office, which is pretty low,
Yeah.
considering I think the first one opened to 53. So, you know, it's not getting a lot of good reviews. In fact, Zach Levi did an interview this weekend where he wasn't talking about Shazam. He was talking about the very real likelihood that we're getting a Chuck movie.
Okay.
So he, him and the cast of Chuck are actively working on trying to get that done.
Good series, never finished it.
It kind of was a disappointing finish, but it was kind of one of those like, by the way, you're ending. But we only have like 5 episodes left. Yep. Okay. So you could tell like they were trying to rush to like close everything and close, you know, they were barely.
I've noticed that with a lot of the series. Like, I'll get to like to the fifth season, was it whatever, or the last season, I guess, for whatever it is. And it's like, well, this is not getting good. This is starting to get bad. So I just stopped watching it.
Well, and you can always tell like when a show got told that they were going to be canceled like halfway through their last season
Yeah, you got four
because,
episodes left. Wrap it up.
yeah, because at least you get an ending, but you're like Alias. Like, Alias didn't like it's way better if they know going into the season that that's going to be the last season because then they can actually wrap everything up over the course of the season and, you know, maybe even and do some new things. But it's like when they're like, oh, by the way, you've got six episodes left and we're canceling you. And you're like, but we have 5 years worth of work that we've been doing. Yep, five episodes. Finish it.
One episode per year. Let's go.
Yeah. You know all those storylines that you've been slowly and painstakingly building? Yeah. You're not gonna you might want to go ahead and wrap that up because you're not gonna get a chance to finish
Yeah, I
it.
got news for you, and you don't like it.
But I still would rather have them do that than do with like a lot of like Firefly, not know that they were getting canceled. And so ending on a massive cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Or Alf. Still chapped about Alf.
I'd have to go back. I don't even remember how Elf ended.
I think with the U.S. military capturing him.
Oh.
Yeah,
Well, I'm, that's it. The camera stopped rolling.
don't know. Well, you know, Alf is an interesting series, but anyway, the reason I brought James Gunn and DC up is that well, James Gunn made an announcement. He is going to be directing and writing the next Superman movie.
Okay.
Does that make you excited for the next Superman movie?
Depends on the cast more than anything.
Because I feel like, based off of the history with James Gunn,
Chris Pratt is going to be Superman.
there's a chance of that. You know, it will guaranteed have Michael Rooker in it. Because Michael Rooker was in Slither. He was in Guardians of the Galaxy as Yondu. I think he was in Suicide Squad. Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was. He
Yeah.
doesn't make it very far, if I remember
No.
right.
No. You know, his brother will definitely be in it in some role. Sean Gunn.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of Michael Rooker's, and I was like, wait, who's his brother? No,
No,
Norman Reedus?
yeah. There will be a number of people who are definitely in it. There will probably be trauma references. Which you know is
Get
always awesome.
a toxic Avenger poster popping up somewhere.
Probably. So it will be funnier and lighter than any Superman movie since the George not George Reeves. What's that
Chris?
guy? Chris Reeves? No.
Yeah, isn't it Christopher Reeves?
Christopher Reeves. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah, George Reeves is the black and white one. Christopher Reeves. Or Christopher Reeve. I'm not 100% sure what.
Nicolas Cage.
That would be awesome if we finally get the Nicolas Cage Superman.
Oh God.
My guess is that we'll get a younger version of Superman. We'll probably get another origin story. Although he doesn't really like doing origins, so we probably will either skip right over it or start it like right after with flashbacks to the origin.
Was the horror one called? Horror-ish Superman.
Oh, Brightburn?
Yeah. What'd you think
Yeah.
of that one?
It was interesting. I do wish that I wish that we would have gotten like number two out of that just to see where that story was going. He produced that one. I don't think he directed that one. No, he didn't direct it. He had something to do with it other than just producing. I'm not sure if he wrote it or.
Interesting.
But, I mean, he's got well, I mean, he started in Troma. So, you know, like, I watched for the. We'll get to this section in a second, but I watched for the first time last night Sergeant Kabuki Man.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, that one's. It's hilarious. It's funny. It's stupid, but, I mean. Well, it's trauma. I think that goes without saying. I think most trauma films, you could just be like, well, it was stupid. It was funny, but it was.
Yeah, you know what you're getting into.
All right, so we're holding reservations on whether or not we're excited about the Superman announcement.
Yeah, I'd like to see the cast, at least the preliminary cast.
I'm excited about it.
You
But
excited
then
about
again,
DC?
I am excited about DC. Upset alert, Creighton beat Baylor.
Saw it following along. Well, that's one of my final four.
Okay, awesome. Yay. All right, anyway. What did you watch this week? This is, I think, your favorite segment of the show. And since we haven't recorded now in 2 weeks, you can include stuff you talked about in the non-episode episode.
History of the World Part Two. I finished that. I'm rewatching John Wick because I'm excited to see that this weekend. So I should have an update on that one for you next time. And I took in Cocaine Bear.
I
Sounds was
do.
a weird sentence.
I yeah. You phrased that one different, weirdly. It will. I do. I still want to go see Cocaine Bear. My plan of seeing it yesterday got derailed because we were, for those of you that listen to the podcast, it hasn't happened today. I can't promise that it never will. I now own a bird. We were supposed to get the bird yesterday. But we, because of the weather and some other things, we had to hold off. But originally, like, I was like, oh, I'm gonna go see Cocaine Bear. And then I didn't know we weren't getting the bird. So, like, I kind of had to put my plans on hold. And by the time I knew that we weren't going to get him, it was too late to go see it. So,
I mean,
I
it would be
watched.
the first time an animal appeared on here.
So I watched Sergeant Kabuki Man.
And you said it was good. Dumb.
Well, okay. I don't know if I'd use the word good. It's fun. So the story of Sergeant Kabuki Man is a New York police detective gets infected, cursed, blessed, however you want to say it, with an ancient Japanese curse that turns him into a Kabuki samurai.
They gotta be cursed.
And yeah, and he goes around fighting over the top villains, and he can fly. Yeah, it's
Okay.
ridiculous. It's, I mean, it's trauma, like you said, Toxic Avenger. Like, yeah, I mean, I think Sergeant Kabuki Man made a cameo in one of the Toxic Avenger movies.
Didn't they have something to do with Cannibal the Musical too?
I think they had something to do. I think
They
what's
picked it
his.
up or something because that's Trey
They,
Parker and Matt Stone.
I think they produced it, or what's his name, the owner of Troma Films, whose name is escaping me. Lloyd Kaufman. If I think Lloyd Kaufman at least produced it, but there is a streaming service I discovered last night called Troma Now that I want. That I was like, it. I was just wondering if Troma had, you know, a way to stream a lot of their movies, because a lot of their stuff is a little more obscure and
Yeah.
not necessarily something that normal people want to watch. I just don't know if I'm willing to pay $4.99 a month for to watch. Maybe I'll do it for like a month and just binge out on bad trauma and cancel it, but
I mean, how much would actually be on there?
a lot. They made a
Oh.
lot of movies. Most of them are probably not worth watching.
Yeah. All right.
But I
More
also
streaming services.
but I did also, because you guys did an episode and I had never watched it, I decided to watch Leprechaun 2.
Okay.
Because I have this weird thing about if when like either when I'm listening to Tim's podcast, the 80s Flashback or Freaky Film Club, or when Moving Panels does it, if I've seen the movie enough that I can at least vaguely remember it, I'll go ahead and listen to the episode. But if I've never seen the movie, I feel like I want to wa have to see the movie first before I listen to people talk about it. So I decided to watch, because I watched Leprechaun a couple years ago, like 2 or 3 years ago, the Jennifer Aniston one,
Yeah.
probably because of Freaky Film Club. And so then you two did Leprechaun 2, and I was like, oh, if I want to listen to the episode, I need to watch the movie. So I watched Leprechaun 2, which then I was like, yeah. And most of them are all on Peacock, so I just went ahead and rewatched, not rewatched, I watched Leprechaun 3.
Vegas,
Yeah, the Vegas one.
one of the best ones.
They are not related to each other at all, are they? Like, none of the stories matter. Like, you can watch them in any order, and it doesn't.
The last one that just came out, the one right after Origins that WWE did, that one is related to the first one.
Okay.
But the and Hood, and I think Back to the Hood have a little bit of a crossover.
Okay. Because I immediately, as I was watching two, going, none of this happened in the first movie. It's like everything that happened in the first movie didn't happen. It was almost like they just started the franchise over again. And then again with three, nothing that happened in the second one mattered to the third one.
Yeah, I believe In the Hood and Back to the Hood have a little bit of a crossover, but for sure the last one and the first one do.
Yeah. So, and I don't think the most recent Leprechaun movie is on Peacock, but I'm pretty sure all the rest of them are. So I might just finish off the Leprechaun series so that I can say I watched it.
There's some less than stellar ones in there. A couple shit shows.
Well, I'm assuming the next one, Leprechaun in Space, is going to be one of them.
Yes.
Because
This is your
I,
first go through with the Leprechaun franchise?
yes, I've never watched any of the Leprechaun movies until just recently. Like, well, yesterday was the first time I ever saw two and three. So I've
All
never
right.
seen, I think I saw part of Leprechaun in the Hood once, but
Three is a good one.
three was fun. I didn't understand why it had the lowest rating of the three, but because I thought it was a little better than two, but yeah.
Well, didn't Jeremy say too that after two they went right to VHS?
Yes.
So that's probably why the rating was a little lower.
I haven't had a chance to listen to that episode yet because I just watched the movie last night, so it's now I can listen to it. So
Gotcha.
yeah. So Jeremy's gotten me to watch a lot of bad horror movies recently.
Have you watched
Whether
Terrifier?
I have not watched Terrifier yet.
They just added that to Peacock.
Ah, I will have to watch that.
I really like that one. I still need to
Interesting.
get Jeremy to watch it.
I'm kind of surprised he hasn't, because he loves horror movies.
He hates clowns.
Ah, it's a good
Does he hate
point.
clowns? I know he hates chainsaws
I don't think he's a fan of clowns.
and spiders.
I know it's come up in the past. I think he'll deal with clowns before he deals with chainsaws and spiders, but I don't think they're very high on his list.
Okay, fair enough.
So if we did a movie called like Texas Chainsaw Clowns Riding Spiders, he probably wouldn't watch
Eight-legged clowns with chainsaws.
it. Eight-legged clowns with chainsaw. I mean, we'd probably make a lot of money.
Wow. That trauma would produce that one.
We could probably, they probably already are.
Yeah, they're stealing our ideas.
All right, what else? Okay. Well, if that is everything.
I believe that's everything.
Okay. Well, if you're a ref in the NCAA tournament, especially in the Memphis FAU game, just remember, well, first off, go fuck yourself. Secondly, stupid never walks alone.
Damn.
Comic books have been around for almost a century, and in the last two decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.